Thanks so much for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Real estate transactions. Oh, it's all about the timing.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about this pace of activity. Once a property goes pending sale and you're heading towards closing, buyers excited, getting the financing ready, checking out what they purchased is what they thought they purchased. Sellers starting to think about how to spend their money and their proceeds. There's a lot of momentum.
There's a lot of momentum, and unfortunately, it's all keyed to time. The offer will specify how quickly the buyer must perform at their end before they lose their opportunity to reject the property based upon findings. You've driven by it. You've seen. Maybe you've had an opportunity to walk through it. Now, I got to tell you, if it's one of an investment-oriented property that's tenant-occupied, you probably have to make an offer before you've seen the inside. A good broker will not allow you to interfere with an occupied tenant space until they've seen the nature of the offer. We don't want to disrupt the tenants. We respect the tenants a lot, and we just don't allow them to become frustrated, because if they become frustrated, they want to move out. And then we've got a vacant property. We don't want that at all.
So you probably haven't crawled under the property. You probably haven't gone up on the roof. And you may not have been in all the units if it's multiple units.
That's right.
So that's due diligence. And that's what we need to be set up for in contractually. Enough time to do it, but not so much time that the seller's discouraged that you have this big out where you can exit from this transaction too easily for too long.
Well, and the situation certainly is one that you're having to make kind of your best offer based on what you think's inside the bag. And that's a real tough situation. So again, make sure that you kick the tires, as we would say in the automotive industry. I've never been there before, but however, I've heard that comment. Do your due diligence. Inspect it like crazy, because you now have made an offer. The offer has been accepted. Now you got to figure out, what am I effectively buying?
That's right. What is the condition of what I assumed certain things when I made the offer at a certain price?
Right. So no dry rot, right. No electrical problems.
Financeable, that
right.
It has
no
enough
mold,
life.
Et cetera,
yeah,
et cetera.
Exactly. Right. So there's a lot of conditions to cover depending on the age of the home or the property size and things and the time frames of when to be successful in doing that. But take the time to do it. Map out on a calendar what you've committed to on the other party's behalf so that you can stick to those time frames and get out if you need to or negotiate if you need to. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.